from Sanderson Ford. A great big, I mean really big, thank you to all of Arizona. Arizona made Sanderson's Ford 66th anniversary sale a huge success. A success for Sanderson Ford and a success for all of you that picked up a new vehicle. Thanks for the support in lifting Sanderson Ford again to the number one Ford dealership in both sales and customer service for this year. That's the kind of a dealership you want to do business with. Now, during this time, when you're moving that many vehicles, you know what? You're taking in hundreds and hundreds of quality trade-ins of all makes and models. Sanderson has these certified pre-owned vehicles, and they're marked down with clearance pricing. They have a great selection starting under 10 grand. That's for a certified pre-owned vehicle from Sanderson. Now, if you are looking for a new vehicle, a new SUV, you can get 1.9% financing for 60 months on approved credit for an Escape, an Edge, Explorer, plus up to $2,000 for a trade assist. All of this is going on at Sanderson Ford. And again, Sanderson Ford wants to humbly take a bow as the number one Ford dealership in Arizona, humbly take a bow as the number one Ford dealership in America, and humbly take a bow and thank you, the Arizona homeowners and vehicle owners who are continually making Anderson, Sanderson, number one, number one, number one.
5 months down is number one. We only got seven more to go to close out a perfect year. 12 in a row. Stories in the news this week, one that shut down Echo Canyon on Camelback for a little while, and another one in Eloy. The first responders came to a site where an elderly man was being swarmed, and when they got there, they realized they couldn't wait for the fire truck to get there because then they would have just hosed the bees to clear them out.
Oh, man.
But they said, this guy can't wait that long. So they jumped in.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Pulled him out of the bee swarm, got him into the ambulance with, you know, obviously some bees still in tow. He's expected to survive. But we had a great on the Outdoor Living Hour radio broadcast. It's our podcast from 2016 that's in our DIY database. The article's What to Do About Bees. And the podcast, there's got a lot of text there, but also what to know and how to survive a bee attack. So thought that's a great resource. And for it seemed like almost 6 months after that bee broadcast, we were still getting regular feedback about it.
So, it's not unusual to see a big swarm moving right now. Our granddaughter, little baby bee, got stung. Baby Braxton got stung by a bee in the backyard just yesterday.
And Carol can throw that link up on Facebook to make it easy to find, too. So,
perfect.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Let's take the callers. We've got them lining up.
Mike in Green Valley at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. First, Mike in Green Valley, welcome to the program.
Yes. I'm assuming this is me. I'm actually in Missouri right now.
Okay. All right.
I got a place in Greenville. I'm a snowbird, and I come down around September and go back and come back to Missouri in April. I bought I own several places down there over the years. In Picacho, I had one, and now I got one in Green Valley. I bought a townhouse in Green Valley last year, and it apparently had some plumbing problems at one time, and when they repaired it, and this I understand this is not unusual for down there, when they repaired it, they ran my pipe, they exposed my pipe to the exterior, they ran it across the roof. They had to go about 40 foot from the hot water heater to get back into the house.
Yeah.
And I rewrapped it. It was pretty, with the black pipe insulation. I got the better stuff. I talked to Jennifer. The reason I called is I heard something about getting hot water to your spigots or to your shower and that quicker and not wasting all the cold water.
Yeah.
But I don't think Jennifer explained to me it was a recycling pump, and it was usually back on the hot water heater, around the hot water heater. I don't think that would work in my case. Is there anything that I can do other than wrap the pipe? Because it's about 40 foot, and I got to drain all that water before I get any hot water.
And this is isn't a big home. This is is it a single story patio home condo, or is it two story?
Yes, sir. Yeah. It's okay. In Desert Hills. It's just 1,100 square foot, I believe it is.
Okay, and we've got a replumbed situation where they've put the pipe on the roof. So you should be getting hot water in every faucet all the time. Well, what is it you're trying to get done? Since you're only here in the winter, you're trying to get that water hot at each of the bathroom vanities and showers?
Well, I'd be pleased if when I turned it on, it got hot fairly quick. We're there, you know, in the wintertime, and it, you know, it got last winter, I think it got 32. A couple times, you know.
All right. Now I got it. Okay. Well, Mike, a circulating pump would be a solution for you. And it's an economical solution for you. It's a few hundred dollars installed with a timer. It'll keep the thing circulating. The other thing it'll do for you is avoid, if it ever gets any colder than that, it'll avoid any freeze breaks up there on the roof as well. So a recirculating pump is a great solution for you in that Green Valley area. One of our plumbers from the Tucson area, Intelligent Design, would be the people to contact and get in touch with.
And Temperature Control now.
Temperature Control.
Has a plumbing division. And like Rosie said, make sure you get a timer.
Yeah.
If you get a recirculating pump, one, for convenience, but two, you're not flushing cold water down the drain waiting for the hot water, so you're doing it to save water resources. But then if you don't have a timer and it's left on, people find out, you know, their electric bill got run up $100 because it was running the whole time. So
yeah,
that extra few bucks for the timer is a must.
While we're down in southern Arizona and central Arizona, we did get a question this week, or actually it was 2 weeks ago. I've reached out to the man. John's calling and writing in from Casa Grande, and he's saying, look, if I were to replace my AC, what would you put, Rosie, what would you put in your home? Our home is 1,700 square feet, built in 1993. We're not going to move. We're 70 years old. Who would you recommend we buy from? How much could we expect to pay for the new AC system? It's been working okay, but it is 12 years old. It's a 3.5 ton. Thanks. John, what would you do? John, I would tell you, being in Casa Grande, reach out to our Casa Grande Rosie Certified Air Conditioning Contractor, Desert Sun Heating, Cooling, and Refrigeration. They're located right there in Casa Grande. They're going to come, John, take a look at what you've got, and they'll do a fair assessment as to whether or not the equipment is or isn't ready for replacement and give you options on what to replace it with. Desert Sun Heating and Cooling in Casa Grande is just one of the Casa Grande contractors that we've gone down there and vetted. Their number's 520-466-1489. We had to go to Casa Grande and try and recruit some members that could make it through the screening process because so many of our listeners in Pinal County were calling us and saying, Rosie, your Tucson screen contractors won't come this far north, and your Phoenix contractors won't come this far south. We're caught in Never Never Land. So we're still constantly trying to find great contractors in Pinal County because it is growing so fast, and we know y'all need the right Roth-vetted contractors to pick from.
And homes in that area, you know, from the subdivisions are now starting to hit that 15 and 20 year.
That's right.
And, you know, so it's time to start getting work done. And they're finding out that, hey, I got this great price and this, you know, people from California, a 90-minute commute daily each way to them is nothing Casa Grande isn't that if you're going either to Phoenix or Tucson. So it was nothing for them to, and now they're like, wow, I need work on my home, but I can't find anybody.
That's my least favorite phone call is not being able to help somebody. And they just don't understand why the guys, you know, a lot of them won't go out there, but they got plenty of work close by. So that's tough.
Sometimes I see that area code pop up in the office phone and I'm like, we're going to do our best.
Yeah. Well, if y'all know good contractors in Casa Grande and could recommend them, we're interviewing down there. We'd like to grow the Pinal and Pima County directory to be as all-inclusive and complete as we have it in the Maricopa County.
Would you like to hear my second least favorite phone call?
And then we'll go to Rich online. Go ahead. What's your least
favorite? It's when somebody calls to correct you. So you're talking about water heaters today. Guess what you said wrong?
Hot water heater.
Yes. Please, 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 on my knees, don't ever say that again, was the request. So
because it's a water heater. If the water was already hot, you wouldn't need to heat it. It's a water heater.
Yes, a water heater, not a hot water heater.
It's a double thing.
Yeah, so.
Anyway. No, we get that every time.
That's what I told him. I said, I'll try, but I can't control him.
That's
your
second least phone call. Well, thank goodness I'm not wrong very often.
Thank you. Yes, I appreciate it.
Let's see if we can go to Rich, who's called in and has a question. About fire. Yeah. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, good morning, Rosie. I talked to you once before. You know, you guys helped me find my wife's diamond earring in the wash machine. Remember that?
Oh, man. Yes, I do remember that. We were talking about cleaning the gasket on front-loading washing machines. Rich goes to clean his gasket and finds a diamond earring. His wife is... Y'all had been missing that earring for how long?
Probably a year or two.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't have looked in there if you hadn't mentioned that on there.
Oh, that was a great story. We really appreciated you sharing it.
How many people are going to check their washing machine?
I was
going to
say
the
same thing. I can hear the feet running. Quick.
They need to do that. Oh, yeah, man. I used to live down there in Morgan City. You know, I flew the helicopters out to the oil rig.
Okay.
Former PHI flyer?
Yeah. So, hey, I got a question. My house, I got a flat roof, and that's what I call. And my house borders the McDowell Mountain Preserve. There's nothing behind me. I can't see another house all the way to Payson.
Nice.
But I'm worried about fire and embers dropping on that roof. And I just want to know if you had any ideas of what kind of roof coating could be put on there to protect that better.
What is the roof now, Rich? Is it foam?
Yeah, it's flat and foam, yeah.
And you're up against the McDowell Mountain Preserve, so you're going to be on the northwest corner of Fountain Hills?
The north, northwest corner.
Okay.
I'm right, it borders it. The reserve is like, you know, 100 feet from my backyard. There's nothing else behind there.
So for a significant fire to get you, it's either going to have to burn its way through Fountain Hills or come over the top of the McDowell Mountains, right?
Well, the bushfire.
Yeah.
It's spreading. Ain't that pretty close? Actually, they had some fire engines go in there by the entrance of Eagle's Nest, and it got within about 400 yards of my house.
Oh, man. Well, that has created a fire break for you, if you want to look at the silver lining there. But I don't know of a good fire retardant covering you could put on that. I don't know, Rich, if I wouldn't contemplate plumbing something up there that you could activate and just flood the roof with water at the point you really felt like you needed to do something like that.
Yeah, I just got a good fire system that I can hook up to my pool, and it'll shoot out about 100 feet.
Love that.
So I've got that. Yeah, I've got that set up.
Well, I tell you what, I'll do a little research on fire retardant coatings for that roof. But with the bushfire burning that close to you, Fountain Hills protecting you on one side, and your pool-supplied fire suppressant system, my guess is you're in pretty good shape. But just for my own edification, I'll do a little research on fire retardant.